in studio with us, Mayor Joe Taylor, Rainbow City Mayor. And Mayor Taylor, welcome to Center.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
It's an honor for us to have you. We appreciate you taking time to drive up and discuss some things going on in Rainbow City and something exciting coming to your city this weekend.
That's right. Yeah, this Saturday we're having our Freedom Flight drone show. When I first came into office, we decided we were going to try to do something different leading into the 4th of July. Everybody does fireworks, and we know that fireworks can cause some problems for children that have some sensory issues and those kind of things. Sure. And we have several pediatric sensory clinics in our area, and they came to me and said, you know, are you going to do fireworks? And I started looking around, what's our options? And the one thing that I had seen before at the World Games was a drone show, and I thought, maybe we can do that. And we contacted a few companies and found out it is pricey. It's about three times the cost of a fireworks display. It's the same amount of time. And so we reached out to our community, found us some sponsorship, and just put a public and private sponsorship together. And we have a drone show every year. So this year we're tripling the number of our drones. We started out with 100 drones for the last 2 years, and this year it's our 75th anniversary of the city. City was established in 1950, and so we're doing our Diamond Jubilee, and that's going to be a 300 drone show. So.
Wow! Congratulations!
Yeah, that's thank you. Huge. I appreciate it.
That's a huge event. Not that's only your 75th anniversary, but 300 drones.
Absolutely. And yeah, that's a sky full of them. I promise you.
Yes,
that.
It is. Now, are these commercial drones? Are they civilian drones? Tell us about them.
Yeah, they're commercial drones. They have long lasting batteries, so they can fly for about 21-22 minutes, which the standard fireworks show is 20 minutes, you know, 18 to 20 minutes. Wow. And so we're able to fly our sponsorships, you know, and show their logo in the sky. That's a little different, you know, and so we're able to give back to that sponsor, you know, a portion of the money that they give us by flying their logo. And it's a patriotic show. It's all themed. My secretary and I and my city clerk, we get together and we just kind of brainstorm, you know, what we think the storyboard should be for our drone show, put that thing together and send it out, and they produce it. They send it back to us, and we put music to it, what we think would be music that's, you know, pleasing to our crowd and our citizens, and send it back to them, and they put us together a show, come out and fly it.
Wow.
Pretty simple.
What time is the gates open?
Gates open at 5 o'clock, and we'll have plenty of people out there to make sure that you park in the right place, and of course handicap parking, and we make sure that we take care of our accessibility to our soccer complex. We've moved it from Vivian Maddox Park that was out on Highway 411, and we've moved it over to our mega soccer complex, and so it's the Rainbow City Sportsplex, and it's on Lindsay Kinsey Road. And 625 Kinsey Road, and so you know you can go to our Facebook page and scan the QRF code, and it'll give you the address, and it'll give you directions, and we'll connect you over to Google Maps and make sure that we get you right in the right place.
And it's easy to find. Anyway.
Absolutely,
yeah,
it is.
It's an easy location there to find, and people will enjoy it because you've got a great complex.
We do. We have a. It's we were so lucky to be able to take over. There was a sports authority that had that complex that was building it, and they had a little snafu and a falter where they couldn't finish it up, and the city, we stepped in, got some legislation in place and some memorandums of understanding, and we finished the complex out, and it's been a raging success for our city. Great economic development.
That's great. And now you've got, in addition to the Freedom Flight Drone Show, you also have a community market that's there three times a week, right?
That's right. We have Andy Hughes as our revenue officer. And our revenue officer came to me and he said, I think I can do better with our one-day-a-week farmer's market. Like most cities will have a one-day-a-week farmer's market for a few hours. He said, I'd like to try to do it for 2 days. He came to me. We put that together, and we have an incredible opportunity with for our surrounding area to come and be able to buy fresh vegetables and home baked goods and those kind of things. So it's a It's a plowing out in our front parking lot 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 o'clock till 12. And this year, because of our drone show and our 75th anniversary, we're going to move our market on Saturday out to our drone show so that people can have a place to mill around and just feel that hometown community.
That is great. So it's going to be exciting. This is the only time it's going to move away from City Hall as far as the market.
That's right. And every now and then we'll do a pop-up market on Saturday just to kind of keep people on their toes. And that's worked out really well, too. We did a Mother's Day pop-up market so that kids could come by and buy something for their mothers and grandmothers and just honor our mothers there in the city.
A great idea. And that's not all. That's just the tip of the iceberg of what is happening in Rainbow City, and we don't have time to talk about it all, but there's one project that you have that we want you to touch on.
Yes, sir.
Challenger Project.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, who cannot talk about Challenger? Challenger Center is a STEM learning center, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and I've been fortunate to go up and actually run a mission on a Challenger Center in Chattanooga at East Tennessee, or East Chattanooga, and I'll just tell you, this is the way we're going to educate our kids from now on, and that is that we're going to begin at a very, very early age directing our kids, whether it's towards the trades or towards college. But we've got to be looking at science and technology as being the wave of our future. It already is, and the Challenger Learning Center, Martha Lavender and some friends of hers and developed a board, and that board came together and said, hey, we want to do something different in education. And a lot of hard work, about 2 years have been manifested over this time. And they put it together. I was originally on the original board, and I asked to be recused from that board because I knew I wanted it. And so I knew that I was going to compete other areas and other cities, compete with them for that Challenger Learning Center. And so I did. I recused myself, and then about 3 or 4 days before they made their announcement of where they were going to go, and it went into Rainbow City, I called them in and I showed them an area study that I'd done. Tony and I both were in the Special Forces, and I did a little intelligence work during that time, and I proved to them that the only place that they could come would be Rainbow City, and they agreed with me that day.
No doubt, because
yes,
there it is.
That's
it's
right.
Happening. Groundbreaking a few months back.
That's right.
And now the buildings are being erected.
That's
I
right.
I think you said you got roofing going on.
Roof going on this week. The building looks like a building now, and it's an exciting time. Just around the corner, we're building a 55,000 square foot recreation center with an aquatics component and a splash pad and a little amphitheater. And so, you know, our city's growing. We're converting every one of our ball fields, our baseball, softball, and one of our soccer fields and our track to artificial turf right now. It's a $7 million project. And our city's, we're investing about $23, $4 million just in recreation. And then on top of that, if you look at our investment into the Northeast Alabama Regional Mega Site and those other things, you'll see that that we're a growing city. We're the fastest growing city in Etowah County, both in revenue and in population. So Rainbow City's on the move.
And that speaks volumes for the leadership there. You guys are working hard. It doesn't happen just by sitting back on your laurels.
Absolutely. I think you've got to have proactive leadership. I came from a business background, but I also had been a 25-year firefighter for the city of Gadsden. So I understood that government ran real slow, but I also understood that business could not. And so we merged those two worlds, and you can come to Rainbow City, do your building projects, find that incentive that you need for that jump start of a business, and we're there. We're open for business.
And Highway 77, if you try to travel that in the morning or afternoon, you see that the business is there.
You better know that. That's absolutely true. We our intersection's the second most used intersection and most and busiest intersection in the county area in our region, and we've already got ahead of that. We've got some integrated traffic control systems that are coming from ALDOT that run on AI, and then on top of that, we're putting a pressure relief to that intersection to be able to deal with the traffic from Southside moving towards Gadsden and vice versa. And we know that we're out ahead of our infrastructure But you have to stay that way. If not, you'll slow your growth, and we don't need to slow our momentum right now.
I heard you mention the words AI.
Yes,
and a lot of people shear away, you know, they shun away from that. But I take from what you said, you've embraced it.
Yes, sir. That's right. And I think that goes back to my military career, the time, you know, we were using AI when nobody knew what it was. And I absolutely embrace technology. You know, we are a smart city. We're very, very close to being a gig city. So, that, you know, we understand that everything is well based and driven through the Internet. And we're making sure that we've got our people satisfied with that. And I think you can go and look at our demographics and understand that people are moving to Rainbow City. We've got a very diverse economy, a very, very diverse population. But more than that, you know, we're finding out that we're high wage earning. We have a high median income as far as each rooftop, and that includes our people that are living in low-income housing. They're at the top of that low-income housing, which means that we're lifting people up, and I think that is our job as the leaders of the city. And it's been a pleasure serving.
Providing opportunities for your people. Give them the opportunity and the right leadership. They'll accomplish a
that's
lot.
That's a great way to put it, and they do, and they have accomplished a lot, and they give us the openness and the ability to be able to go out and make those decisions on their behalf, and you know, being given that kind of trust. And then yesterday was the end of the closing of our qualification period, and you know, we only have one city council member that has any opposition, and the guy that's running for that office actually said, I just want to be a part of a winning team. So there's no position in our city that's being treated as if it's not doing its job. It's just people want to come and be a part of what we're doing. We're growing, and come grow with us.
An exciting time for Rainbow City.
Absolutely.
And it, Mayor, I know we've talked about a lot here and touched on the main thing we want to let people know is this drone show.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's coming up on Saturday.
Saturday, starting at 5 o'clock.
Mention admission fee.
There's no admission fee. We try to make sure that we're truly giving an opportunity for everyone to come out. We know that some of the families that come out, and we bring them in vans and just droves of people that have that sensory learning problem, that they can't hear the fireworks explode.
Right.
And pets around our area. We don't want our pets to evacuate and us try to go and find them, you know. So what we've tried to do is make something that's really different and really unique, and it serves everyone there. We play music with it, which tends to be it's a very soothing environment. And it's motivating. It's very patriotically themed, and it's a good time.
It is just such
a good time.
You got me wanting to come to the drone show. Starts early.
Starts at 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we have our community market's coming down,
yeah.
And then we also have a food court, and we just let our kids get out there and play. You know, throw the sandbags or whatever you call it, cornhole. You know, we'll have all kind. We've got a kid zone that'll be set up, and they can go out and play on the inflatables, and it's just a time for families to come back together and also to meet their neighbors. You know, we've got about 11,000 people in Rainbow City, and it's the one time that you get a chance to go out and meet with you know, about 10,000 of your best friends.
Yeah, 30, 40 years ago, everyone knew their neighbor.
That's right.
And now that's not the case.
That's right. And that's what we've done just in, you know, we have movie nights and we have a big Halloween festival so that we can bring back that wholesome feeling of trick-or-treating and that wholesome feeling of being out on the week of 4th of July and letting our kids know that there's a reason we celebrate. And it's honestly the people that have gone before us that were willing to write a check for our lives.
Exactly.
With theirs.
Exactly. Now, you spoke about something right there without saying it, and we want to touch on this on closing this morning, and that is, you mentioned trick-or-treating and fun time and safety.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the safety rating for your city.
Our city for the last 5 years has been shown through polling and survey, and these are outside sources that use FBI statistical data, as the safest city in the state of Alabama. And we've we've worked hard to get there. That takes community policing. We've got a very progressive police department that when they see you out, they're there to help. We don't want our kids to believe that the police are there to get them. We want them to know, go to the police.
Sure.
You know, we want them to report and tell us about their day. And we have a really, really strong SRO program. We're serviced by the Etowah County Board of Education. And we put our own SROs in our schools that are county schools. And we just know that the more interaction of our police department with our people, they will help us police our city. And we surrounded our city in my first year with flock cameras to make sure that we could do tag license reading. If you come into Rainbow City to do ill will, I promise you we're gonna put you in jail. And I don't know another way to put it, but we've now started to use integrated camera systems in different places that have biometric technology that allows us to make sure that we don't have sexual predators. If you're on a sexual predator list, we're going to find you, and we're going to make sure that you don't get a chance to do any harm to our children. And that means more to me and my council and our police department than anything.
Sounds like you've got it going on. You're doing it right. Congratulations on all your accomplishments. And there's much more we could talk about, but time won't permit. Thank you so very much for coming in and being part of our morning show on WEIS. We look forward to having you back to tell us more exciting things that's coming to Rainbow City.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Mayor Joe Taylor of Rainbow City, and we're honored to have him in with us this morning. Don't forget the Freedom Flight Drone Show, Saturday evening, 5 p.m. at the Rainbow City Sports Complex, 623 Kinsey Lane in Rainbow City.